If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Not Without My Sister, and welcome back to Beatrice, who has returned from her epic trek to Nashville and back in the space of 7 days, and is looking, let me tell you, refreshed, relaxed, rejuvenated. She clearly had a great time. Oh, Beatrice, did you have a great time in Nashville?
I did have a great time in Nashville. Thanks, Rosemary. I had a very nice time. I had a very nice time in Nashville. I did have a great time. Like, I don't know that it was super relaxing, but, you know, is anything ever relaxing when you have four kids who demand entertainment, except when you're providing entertainment, and then they demand relaxation and to be brought back to the room. And once they're in the room, they demand all types of things. Mom, could you pass me this? Mom, do you mind getting me that? Mom, sorry, Mom, could you open my bottle of water? No, I couldn't. Mom, could you pass me the soda? Mom, could you turn off that light? Mom, could you close the door to the balcony that we requested we move to? Because it's very noisy out there. Mom, could you draw the curtains? Because the lights from outside are very bright.
You should do like my friend Claire and tell them that, like, one of these days we're having a self-sufficiency day where you're going to prove to yourself that everything you need, you can provide for yourself. That's the kind of shit that she says to kids. So funny.
But I'd hate that, because I feel like I'm also like, somebody made me a cup of tea. Would you pass me this? It's like, it's not off the ground. They licked it. Because also the five-year-old Fox keeps going to me, I just sat down. I'm like, that's definitely from me.
Oh my God, that is definitely from you. But you should also tell them someday that you're just having a practice for when you're old and decrepit, and be like, today we're going to practice for when I'm old and can't do things for myself. Decrepit.
Increpit. Yeah,
When I'm old and infirm, I was confusing infirm and decrepit. I didn't want to say decrepit because I thought that would be mean. And then I got confused.
You could just claim that's a new portmanteau that you've created.
Exactly, Beatrice, a portmanteau. I do teach you things.
You do. And then I saw it validated in Liz Lentz's book, This American Ex-Wife. Is that her name, Liz Lentz?
Yes, Liz Lentz, yeah.
Yeah, Liz, L-Y-Z. Funny story in there about how she decided she was having a Y in her name. And I thought, I should have done that. I should have changed my name to Beatrice with a Y instead of an I, because that would have been so much more interesting. Because I hate telling people over the phone, Beatrice, B-E-A-T, just beat rice. Ugh.
Or be trice.
Oh, yeah, that's complicated.
You should just change your name to Triss, like in those Divergent books you loved.
I tried several times.
The eyes have gone so wide, the delight on her face.
You refused to address me thusly.
That was actually such a glorious phase in our lives. Okay, so you went to Nashville. What did you do on the way down? Did you stop and overnight?
Well, first of all, I got a new car because my car was an unreliable banger. It over the years had been banged several times in Kroger, as I'm sure everybody on the podcast has already heard. This one's obsessed with, I am obsessed. And I will remind you all that not only was it banged into 3 times in the Kroger parking lot. When I came out from Kroger one day and heard the alarm going off, I discovered a strip of the siding, whatever it's called, had been removed from the driver's window while I was in doing my shopping.
Somebody, like a strip from the side panel, was just taken off.
Just taken off. The alarm was blaring. And I was like, oh, why is my alarm going off? How weird. And I went around and I was like, oh, nothing's wrong. And then I went, what the hell? Somebody just took the side panel off my car. Like one of those, you know, strips off the window frame.
They must have had a great need.
Well, I think they obviously looked around and said, which car will notice it the least? You know?
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
So that was very frustrating. But, you know, the car, I needed to get a new car and got my driver's license and just... Got my driver's license.
It's just like one of those inspirational quotes, Beatrice. She needed to, so she did.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just decided I'm going to. So I went online, did all my research. But I'm telling you, I should have really taken it for several test drives, because the first thing I did was get in, A, not be able to understand how to start the car. So I sat in the car park for a while panicking.
Oh my God, I'd like to point out, I was there and I was in the car park also, but I was obviously in my own car because I'd driven you guys, and I sat in my car and I saw you two sitting there and I was like, oh, she can't start the car. And then I was just like, should I go over and help her? And I went, no, she's going to figure it out. And you did, self-sufficiency.
Well, then I was like, okay, Nash drove home with me and I was like, okay, let's put on our heated seats. There are no heated seats. How did I overlook that?
Oh, no. Does it at least have remote start?
It has remote start, which was key to me, right? I was like,
okay,
that's
important for the winter. Yeah.
Because, you know, in the winter here, people like to look out their windows and start their car about 25 minutes, which is probably part of, you know, global warming, etc. But nonetheless important before you go out and turn into a popsicle, as they say in the States. So remote start, what were the things? All-wheel drive, because my previous car only had... what's called two-wheel drive, whatever.
Yeah.
And in the bad weather, again, really hard, really, you know, unnerving. And, oh, the 3 rows of seats for all the kids.
Right.
Fine. So I check, has those.
Well, hang on.
It doesn't have,
check,
however,
check, not check, no heated seats.
No, sorry. Check remote start, check all-wheel drive, check 3 rows of seats. Check.
Okay.
However, what it does not have is heated seats, heated steering wheel, which is also critical on these freezing cold days. Well, my previous car doesn't, but Don's did. And I was always...
Oh.
Well, but I only discovered, though, that his had heated steering wheel about a week ago. He's like, turn that on. It's so cold. And I was like, what the hell? What is this magic? So then we get in the car for the 7-hour drive. And the kids go, Mom, where's the TV? And I said, flip it down there out of the roof. No TV.
Oh, my God. You really should have brought one of the children for the test drive.
I should have. Well, I mean, no TV. Actually, a blessing in disguise. I hate the TV in the car, right?
Oh, so do I. I actually find it very distracting and annoying.
It's not that I find it distracting. It's great. It keeps them busy. But I hate the positioning of it in the middle. Like, it plops right down between the two back headrests. So you can really, it obscures your rear view, right?
Oh, so I hate that. It's never occurred to me.
Okay, so then I take everything out of the boot, packing everything, going into the first overnight. We stopped overnight at Cincinnati to go to the zoo. I thought this would be great. We'd do a 3.5-hour drive. Anyway. I kind of somehow misjudged it. Oh, I'll tell you what happened in a second. Anyway, kind of misjudged the length to Cincinnati. I actually added 2 hours to the commute, which I didn't realize stopping at Cincinnati would do. It made the trip to Nashville then 9 hours. Right?
Oh,
I thought
that's
it was
annoying.
Like, this is halfway.
Yeah, I thought it was on the way. Yeah.
But I blame Google Maps, more of which later. I blame Apple Maps, more of which later.
I was just about to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So wait, there's more. There's so much more, actually, now that I think of it. Okay. So then we stop overnight at a Hyatt in Cincinnati and I take everything out and then I start clicking the...
A Hyatt, no less.
A Hyatt place, right? Let me tell you, the kids, was this free, Mom? Was actually one of my free nights, right? It was really not
You need to fucking take those kids to a motel and teach them what slumming it is really like.
Listen, as if you've ever slummed it. What?
I've stayed in a travel lodge, I'll have you know, several times. And Mom used to love an Ibis. Very basic.
Ibis. We love the Ibis.
Oh, I thought it was the Ibis.
Although, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, Mom says now the Ibis has become as expensive as anywhere else, so she's not into it anymore. Anyway, we're in the hotel. And we went swimming in the swimming pool. Because I made sure there's a swimming pool. We go to the swimming pool. Uh-huh. And then there were loads of long hairs in the slightly cloudy swimming pool. And I was like, this is gross. So I got out. Didn't tell the kids. They all kept swimming around, right? And then made sure they all had showers afterwards. But really, it was. And then this gang of like... unchaperoned 12 and 13 year olds. Well, there was one woman with them, but she didn't seem to be doing a lot of chaperoning, came in and they were running and jumping and like doing all kinds of things that genuinely were dangerous. Like two of them slipped on the side and banged their heads on the on the side of the pool.
Nothing more terrifying to me than an unchaperoned group of children. Yeah. They could be six, she kept kind of, and I still find
she
them
She kept
really
kind of looking around and going like, oh, and she kept missing the really dangerous things that happened. So, like, I was there going,
sounds like
I can't
me.
Watch.
Was she reading her book and, like, asleep in the corner?
She was on her phone. I was like, I can't watch this. Anyway, as I was taking the luggage out of the car, out of the back, the tiny boot, right? I take the luggage out.
I did want to say, actually, when we picked up that car, I was like, this boot is very small, but it was too late.
Right.
Then.
Out of the tiny boot. I click the little boot sign on the key fob and nothing happened, right? So I click it again a few times. Then I go over. I manually close the boot. Then I Google, you know, Kia, blah, 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 boots. Then I open and close the boot, but then I see a big sticker on the inside of the car that says, this is a manual boot. I'm like, what the hell?
Why does it even have the button on the remote, on this thing?
I do not know. I think that unlocks the boot for you.
Mine has one of those. Mine actually is the same. It unlocks the boot, but you have to open
it
yourself.
But I remember looking at your car and going, this archaic bicycle, basically.
This car is for pavos. I like to not touch my boot.
It's just more like when you arrive along with all the shopping, it's great to have the boot open up. And also, like, it is dangerous because when you go, everybody step back. At least the boot goes beep, beep, beep when it's closing. Now it's like they all keep their heads fucking in under the boot. I mean, I've already walloped Fox in the head with the boot. I haven't walloped, but like he got his head walloped because he stuck it in under the boot going beep, beep, beep. I mean, without the beeping, he's doomed. But so anyway,
Habit of every time you open and close the boot, doing the beep, beep, beeping yourself.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea. Anyway, I'm not sure about that. I mean, it's very comfortable, grand. And I said no food and drink, and that lasted about 20 minutes.
I knew it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to get the vacuum cleaner out now. And then Chance crumbled all of his lemon loaf from Starbucks down
you
the back of his
feet. You let him have a lemon loaf cake in the car, you idiot. I'm not judgmental. I think we had this conversation on mic last week, Beatrice, when you were like, there is no, and I said, I'll wait to see how long that lasts. And you were like, yeah, you can. It's going to last forever. I'm not letting them eat a single thing in the car. I knew it.
But it was 7 hours long. Anyway, so we're on. So we're 20 minutes into the drive to Cincinnati, right? And the Maps app is showing up on the screen. So Nash figured out how to put the Maps app. It's great, right? So we're driving along and Nash, and then I was like, hey, Siri, tell us about like this place we're going by. Tell us, like, this is this. And it was very educational, right? Then Nash goes, hey, Siri, add a stop for a strip club. He thinks it's hilarious, right? Siri then reroutes the whole thing to a 30-hour drive to Montreal, right? And I'm driving through this fucking roadworks. I'm like, change it. Nash is like, I can't get it to change, Mom. I can't get it to change. They're all in the back going, you're a disgrace, Nash, because they're all real puritanical when it comes to it.
Oh, you know? Kids these days are very puritanical, though.
I know. I think it's from school, you know. Oh, yeah. You're a disgrace, Nash. If you hadn't mentioned strip clubs, I'm telling your teacher.
Right. Telling your teacher. They're such absolute nerds.
Okay. So we didn't go to a strip club. So finally it rerouted. And then I was like, I need to like lighten it. Because I was going, fuck that.
Right.
Then afterwards I was like, poor Nash. He just looked so hassled. And we're only 20 minutes into the drive, right? Anyway, then we get to Nashville the next day. We stop in Cincinnati. We went to the zoo. It was very nice. But I have to say, like, not 2 hours nicer than the zoo in Fort Wayne. But I mean, not in Fort Wayne, therefore, you know, holiday.
Yeah, exotic. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but we didn't arrive until like whatever, 3 o'clock, and it closed at 5. I was like, what zoo closes at 5? That was nuts. It was roasting as well. Anyway, so then we get to Nashville. But every time we left the hotel in Nashville to go into Nashville, my maps would lead me up, like, and you know, these are like 6 and 7 lane highways, right? And it would lead me right up to go, you're exiting on the next exit. And as I get to the next exit and get in lane, it would then like start driving me off in the opposite direction on the line. So I would follow it and then it'd be like, you missed your exit, right? So adding 9 minutes to the journey, adding 25 minutes to the kids are all like, Mom! And then Nash goes, Mom, maybe you need Google Maps. And I was like, oh,
I was
had a very
just
similar conversation
about
with
to
Rosemary.
Say...
I had a very similar conversation with Rosemary last week where I thought for years that I had Google Maps, but I actually had Apple Maps. So I was like, I must download Google Maps. Anyway, so on the second to last day, we were driving back from downtown Nashville to the hotel. It was about
had you downloaded Google Maps at this point?
I had not. I had promised to do it. I'd committed to doing it several times and forgotten. And so we got redirected, as in like I took the wrong turn three different times, adding over 30 minutes to our 15-minute journey home. So when we got back to the hotel, the kids sat in the car, like my children sat in the car and insisted I download Google Maps.
Oh my God, thank God. And did you or have you forgotten your Apple password?
Oh no, I did. And then we connected it. And then infuriatingly, they all went, oh yeah, this is the one Dad has. So much better. As if Dad fucking designed fucking Google Maps. And then every time Siri would talk, turn left, your next exit is to the right. They'd go, oh yeah, that's what Dad's one does. That's the voice Dad has. I was like, I am going to kill them in a minute.
Can I just point out, it's not Siri on Google Maps.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean?
I do. Every time
the voice would, but they, I mean, they don't know that also. They were calling her Siri.
You know, you can set your Siri to have an Irish voice. Mine has an Irish voice.
Mine also has an Irish voice. Do you realize I actually know how to use my phone? Thanks, though.
Sometimes.
Yeah, the other day I was like, how do I turn off this do not disturb? You and Kerry were texting me. You have your do not disturbs on. I was like, I do. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, Beau, could you take this off for me, please? Aww. But he couldn't, luckily.
Oh, good. Okay, phew.
And that made me feel better.
Good.
Finally, I figured it out. Did I? I'm not sure I could do it again. But anyway, so we stayed in the Gaylord Opryland, which was a great...
Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah. Gaylord Hotels, a chain of Marriott hotels, and it provided great mirth to the children. Nash kept threatening to change his name to Nash Gaylord. I was like, go for it. And they have an amazing water park. And so that was part of the package. So we went to the water park nearly every day. It was great. It was brilliant because we arrived on Easter Sunday. And we were like, oh, this is great. The hotel's not that packed. But come Tuesday, the hotel was absolutely jammers. So we had an appreciate on the
spring
Monday.
Break. I get you.
Yeah. Well, not just that. I think like everybody was at home on Easter Sunday, you know, traveling on the Monday and then like arrived Monday evening, Tuesday. Whereas we were like, oh, this is great. The park's real empty. You know, you'd have to wait for ages. Not gross. It was great though.
Yeah. There's no big lines. Like, mm-hmm. Did they make any friends?
No, they didn't really meet anybody. I had a lovely run in, an interaction with a really nice lady myself, but otherwise we didn't meet anybody.
Go on, tell us about the really nice lady you had the run in with.
So we were having a drink at the bar, like not at the bar because you can't go to the bar with kids. And that was, I think, the biggest downfall of Nashville. Wouldn't necessarily recommend it for kids, although a lot of the things that we went to did have really great amenities for the children. Uh-huh. And like, you know, if they were kid friendly, they were very kid friendly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But we were having a drink in the section outside the bar, like in the hotel, when we got back just after we went downtown. We had a walk around some of the shops and we had lunch and stuff, and then we came back. And we were sitting there, and basically we arrived along, there were no tables. So we were waiting for this table to get cleared off. And as we were standing there, clearly waiting for this table and asking the waitress if it was okay if we sat there, this individual behind us, who was sitting at an empty table with himself and one extra chair, reached over and took one of the chairs. Okay.
Right.
And I was like, what a jerk. But also, you know, it's fine. I'll sit on the banquette with the kids. We'll all squash. And then Nash sat on the other side with one chair. But Nash then turned around when we were given the all clear to sit at the table. He turned around and kind of hooked an ankle around the chair and went to pull it back over. Like, I think genuinely quite innocently, like, I need a chair and this is empty. There's nobody sitting at it.
And had he seen the guy taking the chair in the first place, do you think, or no?
I don't know. I don't know if he did.
I'm kind of imagining probably not. Because, like, I'd say he just looked around and went, oh, there's an empty chair. Oh, we need one.
Yeah, I think he might have seen him. But, like, again, I don't know that he necessarily connected the dots of, like, that guy took that and I can't take it back. You know what I mean?
So he probably doesn't want me to take it back. Yeah, yeah.
He's only just turned 13, right? So, like, he's not exactly super well-versed in... Maybe he should be, and we'll get to that in a second. So anyway, the guy kind of went, sorry, no. And he was really annoyed, you know. And I was like, that's a bit out of order, especially since you took the chair from our table and have nobody sitting at your table.
Yeah, you're on your own, fuck face.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm here with four kids, and like, you could see that I need these chairs. But anyway, right, so I said, oh, sorry. I said, Nash, honey, sorry, you have to ask. I said, are you using this chair? And the guy went, yes, I am. Right. And then this woman at the neighboring table, she was like, yes, he is. He took it. He's using that. And I was like, okay. You know, you're like, all right, biddy, back off, you know?
Yeah. You're so not even involved there. in this isn't even a thing. And you're making it a thing and you're getting involved in a thing that wasn't a thing. Now it's a thing.
So Nash sat down and he was like mortified and raging, as teenagers do be.
Yeah.
And the two of these two grown-ups behind him started like gossiping about, like, can you believe, you know, like they looked totally, you know, just so shocked at the terrible behavior here. And I said, Nash, don't worry about it. And he was like, these old people. And I was like, Nash, just don't worry about it. Like, just forget about it. Don't get annoyed. I said, you know, people are weird. And like, don't, you know, I said, you getting annoyed and acting up now is going to be a reflection on you right now. As far as I'm concerned, it's a reflection on them and their bad manners. Right.
Mm-hmm,
so anyway, he was kind of put out, sort of ruined his buzz a little bit, you know, and he goes, can I go up to the room? So I gave him the key and he went up to the room.
But you're also even as an adult now, if that happened to me and then I heard and then I saw people kind of, because like that could totally happen to me. Right. You sit down, you go, there's a man with two chairs. Nobody's sitting at them. I'm going to take one for this table. If I then got given out to by him and another woman and then they started talking about me, I as an adult woman would probably be really mortified and like feel like crying or punching someone, like either or.
Well, the difference is that you would probably say, excuse me, is it okay if I take this, whereas Nash just kind of reached over to take it. But again, you know, it was a very casual loungy space and this guy was sitting at, so I mean, he should have said, is it okay if I take this, as I did. But I mean, when I said it, they were still rude, you know.
Yeah.
When I said, oh, sorry, you know. So anyway, off he goes up to the room and like, he was really annoyed, you know. And then she comes up, she goes, excuse me, ma'am, could I have a word? And I said, yeah.
she goes, ma'am.
Yeah, and she goes, I said, yeah. And she goes, I'm a grandma myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't say this to you. And I know the importance of it as a grandma. And I was like, okay. And I have to say, like, my body language was, you know, super stiff.
I know, like, you're just like, oh, here, what's coming?
Yeah. And she goes, your son, when he left, she goes, he gave me the filthiest look from the moment he stood up all the way into the hall. And you're like, well, also, like, are you staring back at him? Like, maybe you should, you know,
yeah.
I was just like, okay, he's 13. Like, he shouldn't have. He absolutely shouldn't have. And I was annoyed with him, right? But I'm also like this one. And she goes, and if he gives that look to the wrong person as a grandma, I know he could get jumped. And Johannes goes, who's seven, goes, jumped. Shh. I'm like, shush, be quiet. And I said, all right, thanks. And she goes, and he, you know, she goes, it was not acceptable for him to take that chair. And I said, okay, well, I said, I think the thing is, you know, I said, I'll certainly have a word with him about that. You know, I said, I'm sorry about that. I said, however, I said, I think he was a bit put out, just he didn't understand that he couldn't take that chair. Oh, well, that's a problem in itself. That's your problem. If he doesn't have those manners at this age, then that's a problem of parenting. And I went, excuse me? And I said, okay, thank you very much for your extremely helpful feedback. And I just turned my back on her. And she went, huh. And then she went over to the table where this guy was now sitting with three friends and proceeded to have a long conversation with him, looking pointedly in my direction. And then he and his entire table stared at me. And I was like, are they having a laugh?
Like, what did they want? There are so many things wrong with this story, right? Firstly, can I say, somebody holding chairs in a place that's busy for their friends who have not arrived yet, I feel like unless they're going to arrive in the next 60 seconds is not acceptable. And I started, when I needed a chair, I would go over to somebody and go, hi, is there anybody sitting here? And if they said, yeah, I'm waiting for my friend, I'd go, okay, no problem. I'm going to take the chair for now. When your friend arrives, why don't you tell me and I'll give it back? And they never would, because by the time their friend arrived, another chair would be free somewhere else. You know what I mean? So it's like, you don't need to keep this chair empty for 15 minutes for your friend to arrive.
Oh, well, also,
I could
be clear,
sitting in it.
To be clear, this chair was empty for 20 minutes after he refused to give it to Nash. So 20
minutes
while four of us rammed on the banquette and one of us
and
had
also
a chair.
That chair was from your table. You know what I mean? So he had taken the chair in the first place when he saw you about to sit down in it. So like, he's a loser. Like, he's a dick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just looking at you with four kids and being like, oh, she doesn't need this chair. Like, fuck off. And then that woman to just get involved in like something that was nothing to do with you. And you know what I hate more than anything in the world? When somebody says, as a woman, as a mother, as an Irish person, as a suburban mom, as a driver, as a feminist, as a dickhead, fuck off.
I know. Well, I was so enraged because all these brilliant, you know, retorts came back to me later. I should, you know, thank you so much for your wonderful advice. You know, I'll be sure to keep it in mind when I'm gossiping about 13-year-olds in the future.
I know.
You know, or if I just could even have said, but I mean, the thing is, the minute I said anything, she just talked over me and told me I was a bad parent. So I was like,
I can just imagine.
What?
I can imagine.
I'm here with four fucking kids and I don't need you telling me I'm a bad parent. Like, piss off. I'm on my holidays too and I don't need your approval. So fuck off.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't say any of that either. Like, thank you for your excellent advice. Like,
Or even like, oh, you know what? I think he was really annoyed because he saw you gossiping about him. Like, it's like, I think he was really annoyed with you because you were incredibly rudely talking about him, like, not just behind his back, but like kind of behind his back, but also in full view of him.
Or I think you embarrassed him. I think, well done, you shamed a 13-year-old, you and another grown-up. You and another 60-year-old man shamed a 13-year-old, must be delighted with yourselves. But I was then annoyed with myself because it really did put me in a bad mood. And then I went up to the balcony, you know, I felt really uncomfortable leaving.
Yeah.
And I did say, have a good evening to her. And she didn't look up at me or acknowledge me. And I was even more raging then because
I was like,
how would I, you know, do this in a, like leave in a dignified manner and have the upper hand. Yeah. And then I went up to my balcony and glared at her from, I mean, a very, very long, you know, far distance. And then really dreaded running into her again for like no reason whatsoever, you know?
Which is just, I mean, it's just one of those things that you're like, from her point of view, like, what did she really want to achieve? Like, did she honestly think that you were like, great, my son's giving that guy a like filthy look, good for him? Like, or, you know, like, did she think that you were suddenly going to go, God, I've really been parenting wrong. I better, you know, really get like back to the nuts and bolts of this. Like, we need a makeover with our parenting. Like, what?
I think what annoyed me, though, was the fact that I did say to her, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I did acknowledge, like, you know, yeah, that isn't polite and I'm sorry about that and I'll have a word with them. And it still wasn't enough. Like, I'm not sure what exactly she wanted. Oh my God, could you please come upstairs and have a talk with him? I'll bring him down to make him apologize to you. Like, I
almost feel like she wanted you to like have tears in your eyes and reach out and hold onto her hand and go, oh, thank you so much. I'm just having a really hard time with these boys and it's great to get some support from like I don't really know what I'm doing. Thank you. You know what I mean? That's what she wanted. You to like prostrate yourself at her feet.
Well, similar to the computer camera, I was then super annoyed when I went up to the bathroom and looked at myself and I looked real bedraggled and I wanted to look so powerful and fully made up at that moment. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to be like the most glamorous version of myself shooting her down. Instead, I was like looking like, I don't even know, Peg Sayers on the mountain.
Oh, I don't know, Beatrice. I think even if you had looked like Connie Britton, like in the prime of her life in Nashville, the show, even if you'd look like Connie Britton, I feel like sometimes when people hear the Irish accent, they just see the leprechaun from The Simpsons. I know I've said this before. But as soon as we open our mouths, they just hear, blah, 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 blah.
No, I think that's only the Brits. I think that the Americans think there's a romantic aspect to it. But speaking of Connie Britton, I did run into both Connie and what's your man's name in Nashville. I have the photo to prove it. In fact, I sent it to you, Deacon, and you were having none of me. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, she ran into them in Madame Tussauds. Like, it's literally like I'm a 6-year old and you're like, oh my God, look, I bumped into Lady Di on my holidays and I'm supposed to go, oh my God, amazing.
I have to say they were two of the worst waxworks. I was really annoyed that his face was so plastic looking.
Oh, I actually felt like all the waxworks that you sent the pictures of, none of them were great.
Shut up. In real life, some of them looked great. But those two were really bad. His head was just massive. Maybe, but apparently, according to the tour guide or whatever, like the ticket issuer, apparently every single person there came in person and sat for their figure in real life.
Oh, no wonder there was no Dolly Parton. She doesn't have the time for that.
Oh, maybe. And so their measurements, etc., are exact. But the amount of... Everybody is so skinny, number one, right? So Beyonce looks tiny kind of heads. Relatively normal.
I'd say tiny heads.
Everybody's head is microscopic, except for Patsy Cline, but like she wasn't really big back in the day, like today.
I'm telling you, when I sat behind Michelle Williams and Layla Zark and Azalea Banks before she went like postal, when I sat behind them at that Mulberry show, they all had the teeny tiniest heads, and not just compared to me, compared to other people
yeah. who were there. Now, all of Taylor Swift's face... teeny tiny, like her, she's tall, like she's the same height as me, but like her face is probably this size, like from my upper lip to the middle of my forehead in
oh
a circle.
My God,
her face is absolutely tiny.
So would you recommend Nashville for a break?
Yeah, I mean, we did have a good break, we had a nice time. Thank God for the water park, because mm-hmm, when we went mm-hmm. downtown to Broadway, etc., like I wanted to go in and buy all, I mean, actually the children were a wonderful shopping prophylactic because I couldn't go in anywhere with them because they would have been so bored, and it was absolutely jam packed, you know, super loud music, loads of line dancing. You couldn't go in anywhere, obviously, that was playing music, because with the kids, you can't go in unless you're 21. So that was a bit of a bummer.
So maybe would you recommend it for a break or holiday for adults?
Oh, I think it would be great fun kids. If you're an adult. But we did go to the Frist Art Museum, and that was really amazing. And there were some great exhibitions on, and they had a whole section for kids with like hands-on watercolor classes and printmaking. Yeah, it was really brilliant, actually. That was great. Mm. And still life drawing and all this kind of stuff. Like just one big room, but they had people there, you know, guiding the lessons and everything. And that was great. And the actual art museum itself was beautiful. It was in an old post office, and it was stunning, mm-hmm. like Art Deco. And what else did we do? We went to Madame Tussauds. We went to the mall. We did some shopping. We went to the Lego store, which of course was probably the kids' highlight. And they made little Lego figures, because this particular Lego store had a print machine that allows you to print the torso of your Lego guy. I've never seen this one before. Apparently there are 7 in the North Americas, 5 of which are in the US, apparently.
Oh.
And... yeah, and they have this like machine where you design it, and then they print it, like it's kind of like a 3D printer, you know. They put the little naked torsos in, and then they come out printed. And so the boys all made themselves one. It was great fun. It was great. I mean, it was very, you know,
cute.
Any of these things that are more hands on are good. I mean, the Lego story is great, because there are all these stations for them to build things and make things, and so they love it. You know, it's very interactive.
And how was the room service? The most important question.
We only had room service twice. I like to resist. Yeah, I like to resist room service because just
you want to
so
get
messy.
Out of the room.
Yeah,
oh,
you get out
yeah,
of the room.
You're right. Yeah,
and I hate the mess afterwards, etc. You know,
I feel like room service breakfast is good because then the room gets cleaned afterwards. You know what I mean? But dinner,
well,
you're right.
Our room didn't get
there.
Cleaned. Oh. Our room didn't get cleaned 2 of the days. I had to call up and say, like, why is our room not cleaned? Can you come? And then had to, like, kind of come up with things for the kids to go for a walk so that they could come and clean our rooms. That was annoying.
I think one morning we didn't leave in time. Oh, yeah.
One morning, like, they knocked at 9:30, you know, and I was like, sorry, we're not out yet. And then they never came back, even though we weren't back until 7 p.m. kind of thing. So that was really annoying.
Oh, that is really annoying. There's nothing I like more than a nicely made hotel bed.
Exactly. So I had to get the kids off the bed. I was like, get off the bed while I straighten these sheets. It's just not as satisfactory, you know. Not so good.
No, I know what you mean.
What else did we do? Well, we went to lots of restaurants. There are 12 restaurants in the hotel. And so we tried various different ones, and they have ice cream shops. It was actually a really good hotel for the kids. It was really nice. And they had like a light display.
It must have been huge, was it?
Oh, absolutely massive. Apparently the biggest hotel in the States outside of hotel casinos, casino
hotels.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It sounds a bit like when I went to Tunisia years ago and we went to a resort, and the hotel was like had its own resort. So you could, I think there were different buildings as well. So you could be in like an apartment building or you could be in hotel rooms. And then they had a load of different restaurants and like different pools and stuff within the kind of gated community. And I think we left like 3 times, but it was kind of, you know, when you're coming from the West, it's like not advised to like go
not
outside.
Recommended.
And, yeah. But like we did go to a local restaurant once or twice. So we went on a tour down south as well.
Yeah. Well, this one, 2,880 rooms. So really massive. And they had like wing B, wing C, you know, so we were in wing C. And
did you get lost at all?
No, it was quite, they have like, it's all very savvy now, you know, they have apps that you download with maps, etc. We did try to do the downtown trolley tour, but I left it too late and it was all sold out. So that was
disappointing. Really annoying.
Yeah, that was disappointing because that would have been nice. We did also go downtown to one of the kind of more niche shopping districts one day, not really shopping, but like a little bit of a trendier area with like Draper James and Marine Layer and some of those more like Alice and Olivia fashionable.
Did you go into Draper James? You didn't send me any pictures.
Did not. Only walked by with the kids. But Nashville itself, not the, like, the downtown was, as you can imagine, like super honky-tonk, loud, big pictures of Miranda Lambert everywhere. But the rest of it, very charming, like beautiful southern homes, little southern homes, porches, lots of cherry blossoms. It was just really, really charming.
Did you see the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, our hotel was right beside it.
Oh.
Our hotel was,
did you take any pictures of it?
No, we didn't go in.
Oh. But I got no. I could have done with a picture of you outside it. We could have put it on the Instagram. You're a terrible tourist.
Sorry. I don't know that there are any pictures of me.
Yeah, you need to remember now that you're a social media star, Beatrice. And you need to take pictures of yourself so that we can share them.
I do have the picture of me with Connie Britton.
Oh, I'll be sharing that. I know. I know. That'll be going straight onto the Instagram. Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. You can get us on Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister for more bonus content, ad-free content, and a live Zoom book club, which is actually coming up very soon. Better finish that book. And by finish, I mean start that book.
You're also looking alarmed.
Jesus Christ. Thank you all so much. We'll be back in a couple of days.
I thought I brought that book on my holidays, but then I didn't. Oh, I did read some great books that I'll just add in here. Bride, stop talking.
We will be talking about that on the Patreon. If you want to know what great books Beatrice read, that'll be on the Patreon. $5 a month. You get all that insider info. Bye.
Bye. Do you know what though? I've never been so happy to be back to the toaster.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.